This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Even with a bit of economic uncertainty and a bit of inflation, yes, for not a few restaurant chains, the business plan right now is all about expansion. Popular names are moving into new communities or adding a second or a third or even fourth locations in cities where they already do business. And not only are they looking for new spaces, they're looking for different kinds of spaces because changes in consumer behavior have changed what restaurants need from a space. And that, as happens when you're talking real estate, brings us to that old phrase, location, location. Yes, location. How important is it really, though? And how does a growing chain go about finding the right location? Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has that one.
Talia Berman is a New York City matchmaker. No, not the romantic kind. The kind that pairs real estate owners and restaurants. She's a hospitality advisor at a firm called Friend of a Chef. It's a rainy day, and we're in Manhattan standing outside a sit-down pizza joint, one of her clients. She says there are a few reasons why this was a great location.
First of all, Park Avenue has done historically amazingly well for restaurants.
There are plenty of notable spots around here, and it's always good to be in good company. It's also two blocks from the subway, one block from a university, which, honestly, college students, pizza, no-brainer. And Madison Square Park is a three-minute walk.
Proximity to the park is always going to be a winner for any kind of dining.
Especially when that park has a Shake Shack like this one, because apparently Shake Shack is a restaurant others want to be around. Berman says the burger chain has cracked the code on scouting new locations.
Shake Shack is famous for looking at analytics, to looking at things like traffic counts and median household incomes and building their business, their cases for sites around that. And then there are all these other brands that just follow them.
Every growing restaurant has to have some kind of location strategy. Nick Setian, a restaurant analyst at Wedbush Securities, says some of the fastest expanding chains right now include Cava, Domino's Pizza, and Chick-fil-A.
Now's the time to grow, not shrink, you know, and especially since we didn't grow a lot during COVID. And so you have a lot of, you know, pent up growth ahead of us.
Setian says this is especially true for fast casual chains, because with inflation, people are very value sensitive right now. Fast casual is also where the money is. Take Chipotle. Setian says a new Chipotle costs about $1 million to build and brings in nearly $3 million a year in sales.
You already have your payback, you know, essentially in less than a year and a half.
He says the payback for something that requires more space and labor, like the Cheesecake Factory, takes nearly 5 years. Chipotle is looking to open as many as 300 locations this year. Chris Brandt, who's the chain's chief brand officer, says its real estate team has more than 100 workers who hunt for potential new sites.
There's a lot of science and a little bit of art.
Science, like the number 50,000, that's how many residents a community needs for a Chipotle to succeed. And art, like, will drivers want a chicken al pastor burrito badly enough to make a left turn? Cars play a big role in this because Brandt says locations with a Chipotle lane, yes, Chipotle lane for online orders, get more traffic. Nearly 40% of the company's sales are digital. So adding the Chipotle lane is worth it.
It increases the cost a little bit, but the return far outweighs the increased cost.
Chipotle pays a premium for standalone or corner properties because you can't put a Chipotle lane in the middle of a strip mall. Where else can't Chipotle go? Anywhere it's hard to source ingredients.
We would love to open restaurants in Hawaii, but Hawaii is a very difficult supply chain for us.
These are all things a restaurant has to think about in advance. One wrong move can ruin business. So can bad luck. Back at the pizza place in New York, Talia Berman points across the street to an office building that used to house a big investment bank.
And they're no longer in the building. There's about 100 people in that building today.
That's demand for morning coffee and lunch salads and business dinners that, poof, dried up overnight. In New York, I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
If somehow you miss something on the air, not just today, but whenever, you know, it happens, we get it. Check out our podcast. Marketplace.org is where you can find that, or obviously the platform of your choice.